The Bucks earned a split of their two-game series in Orlando, beating the Magic 116-108 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Newcomer Cam Thomas poured in 34 in his Bucks debut, while fellow newcomer Ousmane Dieng added 17 in the win.
Cam wants to do right. He wants to play well. You can see that. And we're going to give him every opportunity. I mean, the guy is a natural scorer. Probably forced one or two today where he over dribbled. You live with that and you teach that to get that out of him. But overall, he was fantastic.
Doc Rivers' Bucks have one more game before the All-Star break there at Oklahoma City tonight. Bucks coach Doc Rivers and former Bucks forward Marcus Johnson both named finalists for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame yesterday. Green Bay women's basketball team's 12-game win streak is history. They fell at Cleveland State 83-82 in overtime last night. The Phoenix already wrapped up the Horizon League regular season title. They'll host Northern Kentucky on Saturday. Marquette fell to Seton Hall 70-58. Illinois down Wisconsin 92-60. Packers reportedly promoting Luke Getsy as their new quarterback's coach. He last held that position in Green Bay from 2019 to 2021. In Milan, Kiewaskum's Jordan Stolz capturing gold and set an Olympic record by winning the 1,000-meter speed skating event yesterday.
It means a lot. I've been training last, 4 years since the last Olympics, and you only get one shot to be able to win gold in the 1,000. So I was able to do that, and just having the feeling of the crowd and everybody around you, like waiting, kind of expecting you to win. But it's one thing having people expect you to win than actually achieving that, and the feeling of that's pretty surreal.
Stolz on NBC. He now holds both the world and Olympic records in that event. U.S. men's hockey team makes its Olympic debut later today. The Americans will take on Latvia in their preliminary round opener. Brewers reportedly adding catcher Gary Sanchez on a one-year deal. This will be his second stint with the club after playing 89 games back in 2024. Brewers hold their first official spring workout today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.